I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight. We are missing two members of our panel, but we have some great people here who are waiting to get going. So a number of different groups are represented here tonight. The main organizers are a group of students that have been working very hard since the beginning of the semester to make Nader a presence on campus. So I was at Madison Square Garden last weekend and last Friday night. Sounds like a lot of you all were out there too. There were 15,000 people filled Madison Square Garden to come hear Nader and a number of other Nader supporters come out and, basically lay it on the line, give their reasons for supporting Nader, who has been systematically shut out of the debates and out of the media in general. Michael Moore, he introduced the crowd to the mainstream media, who he doubted was there. He introduced them, and he said, "I'd like to introduce you to someone, New York Times, et cetera." And he said, "This is the resistance." He was introducing this group of 15,000 people as the resistance, the new resistance. And Nader took it further when he said, "We are at the beginning steps of building a historic, progressive political movement in this country." And why do we like Nader? I mean, most of us are young. We're idealistic. We are looking at what is being handed to us, and we're going to choose what parts of it we want to take. And Nader, he acknowledges history, a people's history that our school books neglect. He reminds us where change comes from, and he's the only candidate who stands strongly against the death penalty, which disproportionately affects black and Latinos in this country. He stands uncompromisingly for union rights. He's for reallocating federal funding from the military towards education. He's against corporate welfare, and he's for the preservation of the environment, just to name a few. But why is this history being denied? Well, basically, I mean, they want us to be spectators. They want us to forget that active participants can change society. Because basically, sort of simply put, contented consumers do not make change. Nader reminds us that we are in a period of unprecedented wealth in this country. And he says this is a boom economy, but for who? Workers, blue and white collar workers, are working longer hours today, are paying more for health coverage. They are, traveling larger distances to get to work, all at the expense of our quality of life. And this is what Nader's doing. He's bringing together a number of issues that the progressive people want to hear. So this huge crowd of people coming across from across the country to hear Nader speak, at places all across the country, and they're listening to him because he, unlike the other patronizing candidates, are addressing voters and saying, "Vote for me, not because I know all the answers, but because we need to build a progressive political movement." Nader summed it up well when he said, "The only reason we have ever moved forward is because of people of courage." And the bottom line is that politicians don't make change until people demand it. And politically attuned people demanding uncompromising fundamental change is what makes change in this country. So tonight I am honored to introduce a number of these courageous people in a number of ways have led us and will continue.